This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Beautiful is Bill O'Brien. Beautiful is the Houston Texans losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers 28-21. Dropping to 0-3. Yeah! Dolphins own the Texans' first and second round picks. That's awesome. I mean, how many? I don't even know how many 0-3 teams there are in the league. Let me just check to see right now. 0-3. I mean, I'm not going to worry about draft order at this point because we're only 3 weeks in to the damn season. But you got to figure there aren't a lot of 0-3 teams in the league, right?
Are these the leaders of the race for Lawrence?
Well, I mean, we're in the leader for Lawrence, too, because we own Houston's number one pick. So that's what I'm saying. We have the Jets at 0-3. The Bengals are 0-2-1, so they moved ahead. The Texans 0-3. The Broncos are 0-3. The Giants are 0-3. The Vikings are 0-3. The Falcons are 0-3. So it's only a couple teams. It's not a lot. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams are 0-3, and Texans are one of them, and that is so awesome. I mean, think about this. If that trade ends up an incredibly high trade, and you already found Austin Jackson and replaced Laremy Tunsil, let me hear the bitches out there complaining about the Laremy Tunsil trade. Because you know that you're out there. You know you did it. You said, no, you still shouldn't. You don't know how hard it'll be to find another left tackle. How's Austin Jackson doing in 3 weeks? Do you complain about him? Is he allowing a bunch of sacks?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. All right, so if they know.
There's nothing to complain about.
So the dude that drafted Tunsil also drafted Austin Jackson. The dude you drafted X also drafted Noah. And Bobby McCain, too. Just saying. That's why I love the trade. Houston, you want to give us all that? And you want to take Kenny Stills? 3 receptions for 35 yards yesterday? Go ahead. Make my day. Make my year. Help my franchise become great again. Yes! You start to think about this. You already replaced Laremy Tunsil. Okay? I'm just wondering, if I look up in the Texans scoreboard here, right? I'm just wondering, how many sacks did they allow? 5. Have the Dolphins allowed 5 sacks in 3 games? I don't know. I got to look it up. Let me just have some fun here. Hold on a second. So they got 5 sacks against the Texans line this week, right? Let's see. What did the Jags get? Did the Jags get any sacks? They got 1. Okay. Let's have a little fun with this. All right.
I think we're giving up 4.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's
right.
4.
I think you're right. I think you're right. That's why I was kind of like, you know, let's have fun with this. Now you're freezing up on my ass. Come on, bro. Let's go. All right, here we go. Week 2 for the Dolphins. Let me check here against the Bills. I think here's where they got 2. 3, actually. So they got 4. And then New England.
So it was 5. New England was 1.
Yeah, New England was 1, I'm pretty sure.
And actually, you know what? The sack, one of the sacks the other night against Jacksonville.
5.
He should have.
So they've allowed in 3 weeks what the Texans allowed in 1 game.
If Fitz made a mistake, he should have got rid of the ball in the Jacksonville game, remember?
Yes. Right. He shouldn't have thrown it out of bounds. It shouldn't have been a sack. That's right. That was on him. That's not on the line, actually. You're right about that. He had to throw it out of bounds because I thought about that right away. I was like, yo, Fitz, what are you doing, bro? You're out of the box. Throw it out of bounds. Why'd you take the sack? It was weird. Yeah, it wasn't a good move on his part. But again,
that guy gets a bonus for every sack, and Fitz is getting a kickback.
So any of your buddies that were whining and complaining about, oh, this and that, you tell them, hey, yo, where's your whining and complaining now, dude? Because Austin Jackson already replaced Laremy Tunsil without a bong mask. And you've got now a first and a second round pick for next year. A high one, too, apparently, because that's what it's like. It's starting to look like that. I mean, 0-3 teams usually don't make playoffs. 0-3 teams stay really, really bad. And remember, we talked about this, I think it was on Saturday or Friday, that they're interested in Antonio Brown. I mean, come on. That's awesome. That's fantastic.